Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes, it's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
Well, hello, my little creepies. It is I, the Master of Creep. Tonight's episode, Are Space Aliens Really AI? What is AI? Well, it stands for Artificial Intelligence. And this is a very interesting question. Let's apply some common sense to this line of thinking. Just for the sake of conversation, let's set some conditions and assume a set of facts. Not real facts, a hypothetical set of facts just for your consideration. Okay, let's get started. Here are our hypothetical facts. Number one, Earth has been visited by aliens from another planet. Number two, these aliens are 5,000 years ahead of us in technology. Number three, these aliens have solved the distance and time problem of visiting other galaxies and planets. And number four, these aliens have developed time travel, and they have the capacity to go back in time and make different choices. First of all, let's consider the advancement of technology. Exactly when did our modern technology begin? Some would say Bell Laboratories in 1947, when John Bardeen and Walter Breton and William Shockley developed the first transistor. But others might argue that it began in 1904 when John Ambrose invented the first vacuum tube. Either way, we can all agree that it was less than 125 years ago. And look how far we have advanced since then. The first computer was built in 1946. But in 1956, just 10 years later, IBM developed the first hard drive, which could store up to 5 meg, and it weighed more than 2,000 pounds. Why, just look at us now. We can make a terabyte that can hold 200,000 times the data that is the size of a postage stamp. Let's put this into perspective. What is 2,000 pounds times 200,000? Why, that would equal 400 million pounds of hard drive. And it can be compared to today's data storage of only 2 grams. It then takes 227 SD cards to equal 1 pound. So the question is this. If we had advanced this far in the past 70 years, how far could we go during the next 4,930 years? It's more than anyone can predict or even imagine. So if aliens are 5,000 years ahead of us in technology, don't you think that they could manage to come and go without even being seen? Let's talk a few minutes about artificial intelligence. If we could send a spaceship to a nearby planet, would we send a human or an AI computer. Let's look at the advantages of sending an AI robot. Well, first of all, we wouldn't need to risk somebody from getting killed in the process. We could send an AI robot without worrying about providing water or food or oxygen. This would mean that our spaceship would be much smaller and lighter and probably faster. Plus, the travel time could be extended for hundreds of years if needed. And what about the size? If aliens are 5,000 years ahead of us, who is to say that they couldn't make an AI robot the size of a mosquito, plus have the capacity to store billions of terabyte data in something the size of a pinhead? Did you know that humans are already studying the possibility of making micro-sized robots that could be used in surgery, small enough to be injected through a needle? Or they could repair the human body at the cellular level, or even identify cancer cells and destroy them. Kind of like a video game. So, what about AI robots in space? In fact, the AI robot could be the spaceship, all built into one device. Maybe it wouldn't need the energy to travel because the aliens have learned how to capture and use energy from space, stealing light from stars and converting them into usable energy to run all of the necessary electronics. If the spaceship was the size of a mosquito, then no one would even notice or see it coming and going between us and other planets. You know, maybe the aliens don't need to interact with humans. Maybe they just want to observe us for a few thousand years. After all, what would be the point of interacting with us? They already have everything that we have, plus a lot more. So, how could aliens solve the time-distance problem? Now, this is one of the things that most scientists claim, that we have never been visited by aliens because it's impossible to travel these long distances. You know, even if we could travel at the speed of light, why, it would take hundreds of years just to reach some of the nearest stars. But what if? What if aliens have discovered a way to travel many thousand times the speed of light? Why, that would solve the problem, wouldn't it? Or what if aliens sent AI robots instead of life? And then time really wouldn't matter because AI robots wouldn't be dying along the journey. And what if aliens had developed time travel? Then they could go back in time and launch futuristic spaceships many millions of years before and get almost instant results. So, as you can see, if you simply remove a few of the restraints from modern humans' ability to use space travel, then pretty much anything is possible. Overcoming the "that's impossible" way of thinking. Let's travel back in time, just a few decades ago. Let's go back to the 1950s. Why, in 1950, only 1 in 10 families owned a television set. And I'm talking about black and white TVs. And it wasn't until 1954 when RCA mass-produced the first color TV, called the CT-100. And they only made 5,000 of them. It cost more than $400. And I'm talking about $400 in 1954 money, which in today's money, that would equal $6,000. So if you were able to go back in time and talk to your parents, or maybe your grandparents in 1950, what would you tell them about life in 2022? Would you tell them about the internet? Would they even be able to understand it? And what about a common smartphone, a small handheld device that is able to take video and send it anywhere in the world within a few minutes? A device that is able to talk to anyone in the world without any wires. A device that can instantly translate spoken words into any other language, plus 1,000 other seemingly impossible tasks. Would they be able to visualize this or understand it? And the main question is, would they even believe you? Probably not. So let's consider this. If we have developed this much in less than 80 years, what would our technology look like in 4,920 more years? Why, we would be just like our parents and grandparents in the 1950s were. We would not even begin to believe what is possible in the future. So, trying to understand how aliens, who are 5,000 years ahead of us in technology, would truly be mind-blowing. As an experiment in the possibilities, let's pretend that the year is 7022, 5,000 years ahead of now. Well, maybe by then, we will have learned how to cure all diseases, and the average life could be extended to maybe 400 years old, especially if we were able to make better working artificial body parts. In fact, as we aged beyond 120 years old, we could actually transform into AI robots, one organ at a time, until we ourselves were 100% AI robots. Why, then we could live forever. A real mind-blowing concept. And I guess we would have to stop reproducing, since there would be no need to preserve a legacy. We probably would make other non-human robots that would do everything for us, like cooking and cleaning, or driving, or anything else that we might need. And as the entire population grows older, life as we know it would transform into a total AI robot civilization. Why, maybe we would make kids just because they're fun to watch. You know, like entertainment. So when you consider that aliens are 5,000 years ahead of us, why, there's just no way of knowing exactly who or what they really are. Here's another interesting thought. Maybe we are the aliens. And as long as we are considering everything, let's consider this possibility. What if we advanced our technology to the point where we can travel to distant planets and organize colonies? What if we developed time travel by using space and speed? What if we send ourselves back in time from 5,000 years in the future, and we arrived in vehicles that resembled spaceships? Then we might be viewed as aliens from another planet. Why, there's no wonder that government hides information from us. Maybe they already have the truth and they do not want to expose it. Maybe it would mean a loss of their power. Or perhaps we are gaining knowledge from our future through time travel, and those who become powerful are really just humans who have traveled back in time. Come to think of it, if you could go back to the 1920s, why, you would be the most popular person in the world, with the ability to predict world events and solve worldly problems. Not because you're any smarter, but because you have already lived through this and you have access to future information. Now, that would make for a very interesting life. It would be very desirable to be in that position. And as I'm talking about this, it occurred to me that the problem is, if you were ever exposed to the real truth, you probably wouldn't even believe it. And the truth doesn't care if you believe it or not. It's like natural law. If you jump off a building, you're gonna fall, even if you believe that you can fly. If you walk into a bank and rob it, believing that you're invisible, then you're probably gonna get caught. Or if you can call into work and take the day off because your mother has died, again, then your story probably won't hold up no matter what you believe. We are all susceptible to the truth, even if we don't want to be. Our own personal truths come from the way we think, and this molds us into who we are. However, nature's truth doesn't care who you are or what you believe. If you try to tell someone the truth and they choose not to believe you, then eventually you quit trying and you simply let them continue living in ignorance. The word gullible is in the dictionary for a reason. Letting people believe what they want to is often the route to take. You might care about them and you might realize that they are not open-minded enough to consider the other side of the story. As you look up into the sky at night and you see something that you don't quite understand, when you consider this episode of The Creepy Show, then aliens traveling to Earth don't really seem to be out of the realm of possibilities. When you remove just a few of the walls of misbelief and just consider the what-ifs, then your mind starts to open up to some really crazy outcomes. Is this considered a conspiracy theory? Why, you bet it is. And it's fun to consider everything. Maybe we, as a society, only need to open our minds up a little more and apply some good old-fashioned common sense to these questions. And in the future, if someone claims they saw something and it seems to be impossible, well, maybe we should just believe them. Maybe there is a connection to the afterlife and paranormal events. Maybe there's a connection between aliens and space travel. There might be a connection between amazing discoveries and past civilizations. Maybe our great-great ancestors didn't really die. Maybe they just left the planet to find a better place to dwell. Maybe they are the space aliens coming back to check on how we're doing. Maybe they're just curious like we are. I think that the most powerful discoveries were invented by someone asking, "What if?" And I have a what-if question for you, my little creepies. What if you subscribed to the Creepy Show podcast and you never missed an exciting episode? Why, wouldn't that be mind-blowing?
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror. Ha 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 ha